threaten to arrest you. I know they're going to threaten to fine you. They can't do it. It's illegal. Sue them if they do it.
You get a jury trial.
And if everybody opens their business, what are they going to do? See every small business in the city in court? No, the judge is going to throw them all out. So,
yeah, America bring the paddy wagons out here and arrest us.
They tell you that you're a virus, and then when a virus is killing you, they claim that they want to stop the virus, even though they hate you because they think you're a virus on planet Earth anyway.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give you shit back.
What'd you think of the turnout?
I'm so pleased with the turnout today. It was a good number of people, I think probably around 500 overall, but the energy was strong, and based on talking to a few people, I think we made enough of a ruckus to get the attention of at least the local community. A couple of people said, hey, I was just walking, wanted to see what was going on. Another lady was like, oh, I was at my place and I saw some noise and I headed down here, so that's good. I hope this continues. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for coming out here.
I'll give out five more.
Remember, the Alex Jones Show is live at band.video and infowars.com/show, and Owen Schroyer is live at band.video. That does it for this live stream of the You Can't Close America rally in Austin, Texas. Thanks for being with us. Please spread the word. Please spread the word that Texans are not living in fear. Texans are ready to reopen, and it's time for this movement to go nationwide.
Amen.
Stay classy. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Buck stops here.
And America is rising up nationwide. Gentlemen, this is the InfoWars War Room is raw, live on this April 20th, 2020, inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, streaming live at band.video. And if you take a look at my desk today, you're noticing something is lacking. And what is that? Well, news. Why? Because I don't want to be distracted by the news today. I want to do 3 hours of your phone calls in response to the rallies over the weekend. The rally is happening today. The rally is coming up. And then I have two announcements that I'm going to make today as well, that I might as well just do right out of the gates. We had a successful rally last Saturday. I'd say about 500 people showed up. That was in less than a week notice and with all the censorship in the public square to promote it. I was very pleased with that. Well, I get a call from Alex Jones the next day, who was there as well, talking about how pleased he was with it and how now is the time, now is the battle, now is everything we thought it was coming to the fore, and how we have to double, quadruple down. Now, he's been telling me that for a while, obviously. We've been in this battle for a while, but the mission is to have an even bigger rally next Saturday. And so this is the official announcement then. I'm not sure if Alex talked about it earlier today on the Alex Jones Show, but next Saturday, Texas State Capitol steps, we'll do noon to 2 again. You Can't Close America Rally 2. You Can't Close America Rally 2. So we'll be out there for 2 hours again. Capitol steps, bullhorns, flags, free speech, free assembly, no fear. And I will also say, I think, you know, at first I was worried about this because we had so many people come out from California and Colorado and Minnesota and Florida and Alabama to be at yesterday's rally. And I'm thinking, well, you know, they probably don't want to come again, but maybe that other person in Alabama, or maybe that person in Tennessee, or maybe that person in Kentucky, or that person state that's not having a rally. But then it hit me just from personal experience and hearing from people today. This week is going to be make or break for a lot of people, folks. This week is going to be make or break for a lot of people on their mortgage, on their bills, on their car payments. People that are trying to get surgery that can't even have surgery done. Myself included. May not be life-threatening, but still. Can't get a damn oral surgery in this town. But people are really on the brink now financially. More people filing for unemployment. More people looking for a new job. More people getting laid off. This is it. This is the make or break week. And so, of course, we have another rally Saturday. And here's what it's all about. And I got a guest coming up who we've had Monica on to talk about the latest with her situation in California, where they threatened her to shut down with fines and arrest. Now the same thing is happening in Texas. And so we're working on, I just got this about 10 minutes before I went live. An individual has just been issued $12,000 in fines for violating curfew. You heard me right, folks. Now, this is where the rubber's going to meet the road. Because Americans aren't going to take this anymore. And it's going to get to a point where nobody has a choice but to either protest or rally, or they're going to start looting. Now, we don't want to see that. But when people don't have food, when people don't have a source of income, and when people are up against the wall, they act drastically. Hell, you can go right now on YouTube and search, well, I can't, I'm banned, but maybe you're not banned yet. And you can search EBT card denied, you know, panic freakout. And then you see what happens. I remember in Ferguson, Missouri, when all the Mike Brown protests were happening, all the looting that was going on there. You remember seeing the videos, people just storming into the stores. This looks like it was from then. What is this from, guys? This video you pulled up. Yeah, this, I'm almost 100% positive. This is actually footage from Ferguson, Missouri during the Mike Brown protest. So my point is, things get more out of control. People don't have a structured life. They don't have a routine. They don't have a job. Things start to get a little interesting. Now, we want to do this peacefully, and we want to say, hey, look, you need to reopen the country. They're not listening. They're threatening us now. Fauci is condemning protesters. Fauci, you're trying to collapse the economy right now, you dirtbag. You do television interviews all day long in your fancy new suit and tie every day, telling Americans to suffer, telling Americans to sacrifice. Shove it. Oh, don't go out on the street. You could spread it. Kiss my ass. Maybe that'll spread it. See if you get it then. I bet you don't. And see, that's the real fear. Oh, and don't worry, they're going to use Stephanopoulos as an example if it goes to this. Stephanopoulos caused an outbreak. He needs to be in quarantine. And now what's Facebook saying? We're going to track people. We're going to work with the government. We're going to work with Fauci. We're going to be tracking people who have it. Now Bill Gates said, we need to test for antibodies and then give you a little armband or microchip or vaccine card. What? I mean, folks, again, maybe it's good we live in this new advanced high society that's so tolerant, but in the olden days, them were fighting words. And you were either going to get your teeth kicked in or a bullet put through your head. You say, hey, it's good we're not in the wild, wild west anymore. Okay, fine. But you know what? You know what, though? And this is actually the ultimate truth. We never left the Wild Wild West, ladies and gentlemen, but we never left the jungle. We're still in the jungle. Oh, it's dog eat dog. And hey, we've got our Bill of Rights. We've got our Constitution. That's because we recognize that we're sovereign citizens and our freedoms are divine, given to us by God. But you see, that's a whole separate issue than the recognition that you're still in the jungle. You never left the jungle. It just looks a whole lot different. And Bill Gates wants to be the king of the jungle, literally running your life in a technotronic age. But of course, it won't be Bill Gates. He's just the nerdy-looking front man, the whimpering, sad sack, pathetic chicken neck goblin that they put out there because he's non-threatening. Yeah, Bill Gates looks non-threatening with his chicken neck and his little sweater. But you see, it's what they're bringing to you. And you know, the crew put this background up today. And really, we could do a whole segment on this, but this is from the Denver airport. It's pretty much where we're at or where we're going. Oh, yeah, they'll say, oh, my gosh, look. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. You'll be gathered in a protest, and it'll be like in The Running Man. Well, they'll be in front. Well, they'll be in a helicopter, and they'll be giving orders. Shoot down the crowd. Fire into that crowd. Kill that crowd. And then the guy will either say yes, or he'll say no, and then he'll be put to the slaughter. So that's where we're at. And it's all in the name of virus. No, it's not. It's all in the name of control. The virus is the tool for the control.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You can't close America. Rally 2 this Saturday, Austin, Texas, state capitol steps once again. And so you just saw flashing behind me the image from the Denver airport, which is shaped like a Nazi swastika, was built right by the mountains. Even though Denver had a perfectly functioning airport, it's also rumored that there's underground tunnels for a globalist enclave should everything go to hell. And then there's all the weird symbolism around the airport, including this, which is the nice soldier that's there to save you. Of course, putting the boot on your head, putting the boot on the head of the children, putting the boot on the head of the animals, putting the boot on the head of the mother. Their symbolism is everywhere. The Georgia Guidestones, Bill Gates at TED Talks. They look. Bill Gates looks at humanity as a virus. And folks, you got to understand, they're intellectual about it. They really look at themselves as the higher intellect because they abandoned God and the creator and made it all about themselves. And so they really think they're the awakened, they're the enlightened because they are the master class, the elite class of this dimension, of this universe. That's all a fraud. The only transmission they're getting from other dimensions is satanic and a death cult like their father before them, their ancestors before them. And so you're sitting here like, my God, these people think that humanity is the problem and we all need to be wiped out. Yeah, they really believe that because they don't think they're divinely created by God. They think they're divinely created by Satan. That's their higher power to eliminate humanity and save the earth. That's their higher intellect. Oh my gosh, we're going to save planet Earth. Which of course is nothing more than a Messiah complex, a God complex. That's what they have, but it's a Satan complex. That's why they're rolling it out with the forced vaccinations. That's why they're rolling it out with patent 2020-060606, the cryptocurrency of human movement, raw live human data. Your pulse rate, your blood type, your blood sugar level, how much protein you have, how much lactic acid you have, are you pregnant, are you not, all of it. And the reason why they're censoring all these protests, the reason why Facebook, oh yeah, because I'm telling Savannah, filling in producing for Scott today, I'm saying, hey, find the graphics of all these protests. She's saying they're pulling them all down. You can't find them. Facebook is banning them all. So now if you want to organize, you want to have a graphic, Facebook is going to ban that. Twitter is going to ban that because, you see, they're in on the hoax. Now, of course, the hoax is to get Trump to have a bad approval rating with his handling of coronavirus by making the death toll spike. You get run over by a bus, you go to the hospital, they test you for coronavirus, you died of coronavirus. Yeah, it's a real disease. Yeah, it came out of Wuhan. At the very least, it's a biological disaster, the worst this planet has ever known in modern history. Any worst biological disaster that there's ever been in human history, we either don't know about it or we're lied to about it. So as far as we're concerned, this is the worst biological disaster ever in human history, came out of China. They lied about it. The World Health Organization lied about it. And we're sitting here saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to wear a mask everywhere. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give up my freedoms. Oh, I'm going to shut down my business. What? How have we capitulated to this? But of course, ladies and gentlemen, of course they're banning all broadcasts of a protest. Of course they're banning any promotion of a protest. Why? Because if we start having protests and rallies with hundreds and thousands of people and it doesn't spread and you don't get sick, oops, what happens to their narrative? Oops, what happens to their numbers? Oops, what happens to their models? Oops, what happens to their reporting? But it doesn't even matter. It's the same thing with the Russian investigation. These are the most dishonest people you've ever seen in your life in the media. At CNN, at MSNBC, at the New York Times, at the Washington Post. Where are all the retractions? Where are all the apologies? Where are all the news people that were pushing the Russian collusion hoax? Where are they now? They've been proven 110% wrong. The president has been proven 110% right. Obama and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and McCabe, all of them. They were all in on it, folks. Rosenstein, Stroke, Page, Steele, Clinton. The list goes on and on and on. Why were they so desperate to get Clinton in office? Because when this happened, Clinton was going to shut down America indefinitely, bring in Huawei, and we were going to, folks, it was going to be China's the hero. They'd give us a bunch of masks, probably infected with the virus. China's the hero. They're bringing in their Huawei 5G so that we can have real-time tracking of the coronavirus patients and who has it. And that's the only way we can reopen again. And Hillary was going to bring it all in, and then the Huawei 5G would be here. The outbreak would be 10 times worse from the 5G and the fact that Clinton would be taking all this equipment from China, probably infected, and then that would be it. That'd be it. New world order complete. You're now a total slave, can't leave your house without a blood test or a saliva test, and then the digital microchip. And then, oh, thank God for China. They sent us the masks that probably got you sick. They sent us the ventilators that probably got you sick, even though it turned out the ventilators were actually killing people in New York. Where's Cuomo on that? By the way, you notice how you never hear from de Blasio. You always hear from Cuomo. Why? Because de Blasio already failed to get the nominee for the Democrat Party. That's why you see Cuomo all day long. But you see, if we have rallies and protests around this country and it doesn't spread and the people in attendance don't get sick, their narrative dies and they cannot have that. Their Russian collusion narrative has already died and has been buried. They're still walking around like Weekend at Bernie's with the dead corpse. And everybody's like, yeah, that's got Russian collusion. Dude, that thing died years ago. What the? And they're still with Brian Stelter and CNN. Yeah, Russian collusion, even though it's all been documented now. It's in the government archives. And we get nothing, though. Where is AG Barr? Well, We're apparently getting an investigation into the origin of coronavirus in the Wuhan lab. We're apparently still investigating the origin of the illegal spying under Barack Obama. Where's Christopher Wray? It's all coming out right now. The leaks of Comey, the lies of Comey, the illegal spying of Comey. Clapper, Brennan involved, all the FBI agents involved, many of which have lost their jobs now. And Christopher Wray is sitting at the top of that doing what? It's time for Christopher Wray to get a call from President Trump to say, yes, Christopher, how you doing? That's nice. Yes, yes, guess what? You're fired! You're fired!
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Locked in a battle for the soul of humanity. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
This Saturday, You Can't Close America Rally 2. Yeah. Where are you? You're in the jungle. You Can't Close America Rally 2 this Saturday. I hope to see you there. I'm working on getting a couple special guests. By the way, if you're tuned in, anybody out there that has a big influence on social media that wants to be a part of this, let me know. As a guest speaker or something. I'm trying to get Damani Felder to come out there. I'm trying to get David Harris to come out. They're both in Dallas, so it makes sense. But if you know anybody here locally that can help promote this, because, hey, they're banning it on Twitter, they're banning it on Facebook, but it would be the ultimate middle finger to them to show them we don't need you. But, yeah, Facebook and Twitter are now openly engaging in sabotaging U.S. communications. They're now openly engaging in sabotaging our First Amendment right and sabotaging the reopening of the economy. This is a blatant sabotage against our country. This is an act of war. Mark Zuckerberg and the people at Twitter have now, this is an act of war. Do they understand this? I mean, look, I'm not calling for violence here. But like, I just hope that Zuckerberg and the Facebook people and the Twitter people know what you're doing. You're asking for a war. You are sabotaging our communications and you are sabotaging our economy. What do you think's going to happen? You should be promoting these rallies. Hey, you could have had your day to not be totally the enemy of the American people, and you could have let us promote your rallies, our rallies on your platform, but you didn't do it. You want to be the enemy of America. You want to be on the side of the Chi-Coms, don't you? How do you think that's going to go for you? Now, again, folks, You Can't Close America Rally 2 this Saturday noon at the state capitol in Austin, Texas. I got all these other rallies happening, Wisconsin, Alabama, California, Missouri, Illinois. It's all going on. Now, I want to get an update from Monica Squires on the situation in California. They've got rallies coming up as well. And, of course, she has been harassed for daring to go into where she works and just take care of some books or just dust the shelves. How dare she? And so now, though, we're going to have other guests, too, that are getting fines for breaking curfew. But we have to stand up against this, folks. Now is the time. So if you can't make it to Austin, Texas this Saturday, organize a rally near you. And by the way, they've already made the decision they're going to air these rallies, because they're going to use it to demonize people and bully people out of it and saying, oh, my gosh, look at these people that are spreading the virus. And then it won't spread and they'll look like total fools. But we have to take that step in order to have that victory. They're not counting on us taking that step. We take that step, we have that victory. But they will air them on TV, folks. They will. They don't have a choice now. So Monica Squires is with us. She's out in California. She was with us a couple weeks ago. She's been with us before, giving us an update on what's happening, just because she goes to her business, stares open the door and, dust off a shelf. and she gets harassed by health officials. And so, Monica, what is the latest out there in California? What is the latest with your situation at your business? And are people paying fines? Are they getting fines? Are they reopening? What's the latest?
Well, in LA County, they are not allowing non-essential businesses to be open. However, in Orange County, where I live, there are a lot of places open and that are practicing social distancing. I do have paperwork from the health department because I actually dared to try to sell something to somebody. And they didn't like that, and they were camped out in the parking lot actually surveilling me.
So we now have health officials stalking people at their private businesses, and then they make one sale. So it was literally like you made the sale, and they immediately approached you.
They did. I was actually mid-transaction with the customer, and I kind of freaked out a little bit because I had closed my door to go and process the transaction and gather the stuff that the customer had wanted. And I freaked out at them. I yelled at them through the door and how this is unconstitutional, all the things that they are doing. It's just ridiculous.
You know what? We've got that video. Let's air that video. I don't think that's a ridiculous response at all. Here is Monica Squires. Well, she was just talking to the health department.
No. As long as we're closed, that's fine. We are closed. Okay. I have to make a phone call. And do you guys understand that I am really upset? You guys understand that on a personal level?
No, see, they don't. They're still allowed to work. They're still allowed to have a paycheck. They're not only essential, they're now the authoritarians.
For the things that you're doing.
So you can hear Monica getting emotional. Folks, I'm telling you, Monica is not alone in this. I salute her for coming on the air and sharing her story. She's not alone, folks. People are getting behind in their mortgages. They're not getting relief, okay? People are getting behind in their rent, their car payments. They've got surgeries. They've got bills. They're not getting relief. The stimulus bill wasn't enough. The bills are still coming. They're not allowed to get an income. So, I mean, what is your response? What are you going to do to this? I mean, obviously, you gave them the what for, but they're just little Nazi peons. They really don't have any power.
As it stands right now, Owen, I am unable to pay my rent on the 1st. And speaking of May 1st, we are actually holding events May 1st at noon. They are at LA City Hall, the Huntington Beach Pier, the Sacramento Capitol Building, and in San Diego at the Gaslamp District / Padre Stadium.
Now, I'm so glad that you're saying this because they've now blocked this information from Facebook and social media. We couldn't find it. So, Joe, just repeat that for people in California who want to take to the streets to fight this.
Well, you guys can go to the website. It's www.wehaverights.com, and you can get linked up with the people that are doing this. But even though there's a social media blackout, we're still not stopping because we have to do this. The government's been on our necks for far too long. And personally, I'm sick of it. I mean, I've dealt with so much crap from government over the course of my lifetime. And it's just like, this is a breaking point for many people. And these are our lives that they're playing with. They're using us like toys. And people online that say, oh, I really wish these protesters would stay home, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, they're the ones that's going to get the virus. Well, that remains to be seen. And we are going to stand up for ourselves because we cannot take it any longer.
Yeah, but doesn't it just show you how vapid they really are intellectually to say, oh, you're going to spread the virus. Well, stay home then, punk. I can go out and I can breathe fresh air. You know what? More fresh air for me. Stay inside. More room for me on the roads. Less traffic. Stay inside. More room for me on the river. If I want to go out paddleboarding or take a swim, stay inside, wuss. I'm an American. I'm not a wuss. So, but this is where the rubber meets the road because now they're harassing people like Monica who dare even make a transaction. I mean, so we got 40 seconds left. I want to get more into this on the other side, but what was their response to you daring to make a business transaction?
Well, they were trying to say that, oh, we're trying to protect everyone. Well, bull.
Yeah, then stay home.
If people didn't want to come, if people didn't need to smoke, they wouldn't come to my business, okay? And then the business wouldn't be there. So they're just trying to be little buttheads about it.
I mean, and you could always, literally, you could actually show them so much data. Hey, this study shows that smoking could actually help prevent coronavirus. Hey, this data shows that people smoke cigarettes, they're a lot unhealthier. I'm providing them alternatives. It doesn't matter. It's not about that.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
These are really unprecedented times that we're living in. Because how do we even go back to normal after this? With everyone buying into this fear, how do you even go back to normal after this? You really don't. There is no normal after this. Whatever comes after this becomes the new normal. So we can either accept the new normal as wear a face mask everywhere, sanitize if you want to go in a store, face mask everything if you want to go to a store, no more cold beers unless you have a straw and a lid at a baseball game, 6 feet social distancing everywhere, 100 seats in a restaurant, nope, now you only get 30. No. Or we come out on the other side and we say, okay, wait a second. We're not listening to the WHO anymore. We're not listening to the government. They can't tell us to shut down our business. They can't tell us we can't rally. And we're going to call out the people in the fake news and the totalitarians, the authoritarians, the Nazis in the media who are part of this, like Joy Behar. Now, I'm going to explain something. You remember at the beginning of this, what did they say? Stay at home and watch Netflix. That's your duty to America. You're so lucky that our ancestors had to go to war. You get to stay at home and be a lazy bum. That was a lie. No, folks, the truth is, now is your calling. And the truth is, yeah, it is a lot easier than our grandparents. But you are going to have to take a step into the unknown. You are going to have to make an act of courage. And that is what? Going outside, going to these rallies, opening your business. That's all you have to do. So, yeah, you don't have to go into a line of fire. You don't have to raid the beaches of Normandy. You don't have to go into a radiological disaster zone. You don't have to go into deserts in the Middle East. No, all you have to do is go to work. All you have to do is go outside. All you have to do is not live in fear. That's your calling. That's the real calling. Yeah, we're blessed. We got it so easy. But if we don't take that calling, then the next one isn't going to be so easy. Then you are going to have to go into a field of fire, folks. And it's not going to be pretty. Now, here's an example of the Nazis in the media. I don't even want to play this. I'm already so livid. I can't stand this. This woman makes my blood boil. But go ahead and play the clip. Listen to what this kind old lady who's just ignorant said on The View.
People are being egged on by right-wing media and people like Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh.
I can't stand this bitch. I'm sorry. I just can't stand her.
You want to call yourself protesters? Leave your guns home. Those are terrorists who bring guns.
No, you're a terrorist.
To rallies. I don't trust that at all.
I'm sorry. It's just I'm so livid right now. Because, folks, this, we're at war and we're just sitting here taking it. Monica Squires, let's go back into what happened to you. I'm sorry, I just want people to wake up to what we're dealing with. And the more we go along with this, folks, the more we let people like Joy Behar call us terrorists on TV, the farther they're going to go. Folks, if they start labeling you a terrorist, what do you think they're going to do next? Oh, don't say that, Owen. They're not going to start killing people. They're calling you a terrorist. What do you think they're going to do to you? I mean, do they have, like, it's like, unless they have a blimp with the neon sign that says, we're coming to kill you if you don't comply, it's like you won't believe it. But that's what they're doing. They're giving you their message right now. I'm sorry, I'm yelling. Our guest Monica is with us. So again, you do a simple business transaction. Some Nazi public health official is in the parking lot stalking you. I mean, you should be suing them for stalking you. That's illegal. These perverts stalking you, walking around, trying to do business. It's unbelievable. So they come in and then they, say, oh, you had a transaction. And then what happened?
Well, anyways, I got a little heated. I mean, since there was two of them, I'm pretty sure they probably think I'm bat bleep crazy. But
well, don't worry. They're the ones in a mask, okay? Not you.
Yes, I was actually wearing a mask as well because that's what the County of Los Angeles has decreed, that anybody that's in public must be wearing a mask. And I'm like, okay, fine. You know, you want me to wear a mask? I'll wear a mask and I will go about my freaking business. Well, they said, you know, you need to go home. You can't even be inside the store now. And I'm pretty sure that they're just targeting me because I know I am not the only person that is doing this kind of stuff. I mean, we need to make a living, and it's like they don't even care. And I'm sick of it. You know, after this video that you're showing, you know, I went around the building and I broke down in tears in the parking lot because I was at my wit's end. And
so did they fine you or what did they say to you?
They did not fine me. They just said that I had to go home. So I did. I mean, I was able to finish the transaction with my customer, and that was one of my main concerns because I don't want to take somebody's money and not give them their product. But these authoritarian people, they say that they're trying to help. It's for everybody's safety. And what about my own body autonomy? You know, how am I not free to make my own decisions regarding my own health? This is medical tyranny.
Well, look, here's all I can say. And I wish I could literally just transfer people my fire, because folks, you can't let these people bully you. The moment that they told you to go home, you should have said, guess what? I can't afford to have a home because I can't pay my rent because I can't open my business. Can I come live at your house? Hey, do you mind if I come crash on your couch? Can I suck some of your AC? Huh? Can I watch some of your cable? Can I use some of your internet? Oh, no, I can't. Well, you're telling me I'm not allowed to work, so I can't afford to have a home. So I'm going to crash at your place tonight. Put them on the spot, people. Make them face the reality of who they are. Make these Nazis face the reality. Make that officer arrest you at the beach for paddleboarding. Make that officer arrest you for walking around on the streets. Make them own their ground. Make them own it. And I guarantee you most of them won't. Most of them will back down. Threaten to sue them. Ask to know who they got their orders for or from. Say, hey, who gave you the orders to come down here? I want to talk to your superior. I want to know right now. I want to sue you. And they will back down, folks. They will back down. Make them see the reality of who and what they are. So, Monica, tell us one more time where people can find information about the rallies coming up in California.
The information for the rallies coming up in California, it's at www.wehaverights.com. It's May the 1st at noon. I will be attending the one at LA City Hall. And that's on Spring Street in downtown L.A. There's also another one at the Huntington Beach Pier, the Sacramento Capitol Building up there in Sacramento. There is also another one in San Diego in the Gaslamp District / Padre Stadium. So go ahead, look online. We already have people numbering in the thousands that have committed to come. I'm pushing it out grassroots, just via social media. When I'm outside walking around my community, talking to people like, hey, this event's going on, and, just go out there and actually talk to people. Tell them, are you tired of sitting in your home? Are you tired of complying with this crap? I mean, are you ready to get back to work? We need to put pressure on our elected officials, because if they don't hear from the people, then they're going to go along with this tyranny, and this won't end. This shutdown won't end, and we will never be able to get back to work.
Monica, thank you so much for sharing your story, keeping us informed, and calling in today.
You're welcome.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there you saw the events coming up in California. I'm sure they're going to be well attended. We've also got the You Can't Close America Rally 2 happening this Saturday in Austin, Texas. You know, honestly, I'm so rude. Like, I'm sitting here yelling at the guest, but I know she gets it. There's the website right there at Infowars.com. You Can't Close America Rally 2 announced. Now, you can take that graphic and you can disperse it. But folks, I'm telling you, this is the time where you have to reclaim your identity. This is the time where we have to reclaim our country. This is it. You're going to have to make a sacrifice, okay? For some, it may be nothing. For some, it may be a sacrifice of just not wearing a mask outside. Others may have to take an arrest or get a fine. But this is the battle. I mean, if you don't make a sacrifice, you have nothing. If you're not willing to sacrifice anything, you're going to have nothing. And so people just need to realize that this is the fight. This is the battle. So we're doing it this Saturday again. You Can't Close America Rally 2. I'm hoping Devani Felder, David Harris Jr. can make it. I'm trying to promote other people from being there. But folks, you have to understand too, we're the media now. You are the media now. Not some bitch, Joy Behar, on television. No, I'm sorry, but she's a bitch, okay? This is an anti-American scum bitch. Now, I shouldn't be cursing, and I'm going to regret it tonight. I'm like, you lost your temper. You shouldn't do that. Screw Joy Behar. So I want to stick it to Joy Behar intellectually and say, you know what? We're going to rally by the thousands this weekend, and we're not going to get sick. What are you going to say then, Joy?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Folks, if your friends or family ever doubted you, you have to just show them the truth. It's the only thing you can do. They can choose to accept it or not. That's on them. But if you don't at least show it to them, then it's on you. And I would suggest showing them the latest report from Greg Reese at band.video. 666, the mark of the beast has arrived. Folks, it's right in front of your face. And that's kind of the attack plan, is it's shock warfare. It's like shock you with the warfare right in your face, but then you can't even believe it's real. Here's the latest report from Greg Reese.
You may be an atheist, and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the mark of the beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the mark of the beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whether it is biblical prophecy or not, the evidence suggests it is a very real agenda. Every universal barcode has three guide bars, each one representing a six. When the inventor, George Joseph Lohrer of IBM, was asked of this, he replied, "Yes, they do resemble the code for a six. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It is simply a coincidence, like the fact that my first, middle, and last name all have six letters. Perhaps it was a coincidence, or even a joke. But look at what we have today. In 2004, the FDA approved a chip that is implanted into a person's hand. In 2019, Elon Musk and Neuralink have announced that they are planning on implanting computer chips into people's heads so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone. And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money. And while this is happening, the world is being told to stay at home until a vaccine can be developed, while the 5G needed to run artificial intelligence is rapidly rolling out worldwide. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Humanity is being asked to abandon a world based on God's law and accept a world based on man's law. In other words, the law of the state. Whether you believe in biblical prophecy or not, the mark of the beast is becoming very real. And at the speed of which things are now going, it seems we will soon discover how many people will accept the mark and how many will resist. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And here's the sadistic part about it. It's not even really an opt-in. Like, we're at the opt-in moment right now. This is the opt-in moment. And they'll use it and say, no, you already opt-in. You already opt-in in 2020. So we have to choose to opt out right now. Otherwise, it will be forced procedure. Well, I'm not taking it. I'm opting out. We're into the second hour. I promise I'm going to take your phone calls, and so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the lines right now. It's just I get one thought, and then just the thought train continues. Like Dr. Anthony Fauci condemning protesters. Oh, like he cares about your personal health. See, I mean, that's like the biggest fraud of all of this. It's like any of these people care about your actual health? Like any of them? No, they don't. Where are any of these people trying to combat cancer and figure out what the hell's going on with cancer rates? They're nowhere. Where are all these people telling you about the dangers of vaccines? They're nowhere. They're trying to protect the vaccine makers in courts. Where are all these people talking about the unhealthy side effects of GMOs and unhealthy food and processed sugar? They're nowhere. They're nowhere to be found. Oh, but here comes COVID, which is, by the way, one of the most common virus strains out there. You test 100 people, 50 of them are going to have it. Maybe one of them shows symptoms. They know this. It's all a fraud. And that's why I sit here and I laugh that we're talking about testing. We are a joke. We are a joke that we're actually falling for all this COVID crap. Yeah, this is a biological disaster that happened in Wuhan, China, at the least. China and the World Health Organization lied about it. They need to be held responsible. But no, we have to give up our rights. We have to sacrifice our country. And we have to sit here and pretend like some fraud Anthony Fauci tied in with Bill Gates and some fake Dr. Birx who doesn't even have a license to practice anymore. And they're the ones that are concerned about our health because of this flu virus, which has a death rate of less than 1%. If you can't see the fraud on its face value, the fraud is unbelievable. It's like somebody walks up to you at a mid-season ball game and a mid-season baseball game with 100 degrees out in the summer. You're baking in the sun. No one's going to a day game. And they want $10,000 for the bleacher seats. And you're saying, what? Yeah, $10,000. Like, how about 10? Oh, my gosh. No. These are the best seats. Trust me, I want you to have the best experience at the ball game. You want these seats for 10 grand. It's basically what they're selling you. Oh, I care about your health. You need to shelter in place and collapse the economy and just really give away all your freedoms because COVID-19 is going to kill you. And then we just comply? Why? Why? More rallies, more protests. That's the answer. And I'm telling you, folks, if someone comes up to you and harasses you for opening your business or harasses you for being out there, make them own their stance. Fight them on it. They don't have a right. There's no law that says you have to wear a mask. There's no law that says the government can stop you from opening your business. And if we've really reached that point, maybe we've already lost. But I don't believe we have. By the way, there's Fox News showing our protests from this Saturday. We were dominating coverage. And look, you have to understand, normally they don't allow this. They would never show Owen Schroyer or Alex Jones on Fox News. So you have to ask yourself, why are they doing it now? Why? Because, folks, they're getting ready to call us terrorists. And they're going to say that we're responsible for the spread. So they already tried to blame Trump. It's failed. Next, they're going to blame us. And they're going to come after us, and they may even try to arrest us, folks. That's where we're at here. And that's why, what do we call Joy Behar? I mean, what do you call a person like that? Pig? I mean, she's literal pig. That's what she is. She is pig. So, I mean, but I can't say that on air. Pig excrement. See, I can't even focus, folks. It's just so heavy, and I could just sit here and just ramble, and I just want people to understand, and I want people to take this fight into their own hands. That's why I'm organizing these rallies. And so go ahead and threaten me with arrest. Go ahead and threaten me with fine. Go ahead and call me a terrorist. I don't give a damn. I don't care. We never cared about these people. Why do we care about them now? You Can't Close America Rally 2 this Saturday, noon central to 2 p.m. Texas Capitol. Come join us. Join the rallies in your area. And oh yeah, they're going to try to blame us. Who cares, folks? When we have these rallies and then we all go home and we're still healthy and nobody's getting sick, what are they going to do? They cannot defeat reality. They think they can. They can't. Hey, guess what? You're getting banned on Facebook. You're getting banned on Twitter. You might have to make your own website now. Yeah, that's a lot harder. That's a lot more work. But guess what? That's what it takes to win. Unless you want Twitter and Facebook to run your life, you're going to have to start fighting for your freedom. Duh. I mean, I'm just, you know what? I just need to stop, okay? I just need to stop because I'm going to start blowing up and saying things I regret. Get that pig vomit off my screen. Get that. How tall is Joy Behar? I didn't know they piled ish that high. Ugh. Please just don't put her on my screen again, okay? I cannot see her face again. I'm going to start breaking things. I'm serious. I'm done. I'm done with these people. They hate me. They want me dead. Okay? They can rot in hell with their father for eternity. I'm not worried about them anymore. I'm worried about the American people taking action, taking our freedom back. And, you know, maybe I should be telling people, hey, pray to God. Ask God for guidance. Ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to show you the light. Ask God to show you the path. You're not sure what you should do in these times. You know you need to fight, but you don't know how. Pray to God for guidance. Beg God to show you the path. And he might not, but if you pray long enough and you ask God long enough, eventually you will see it. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you have the desire, the path will reveal itself. 877-789-2539. I want to hear about your response to our rally this weekend, our rally coming up this Saturday, and then rallies in your area. Are you attending rallies? What are you seeing? How can we fight this? How can we defeat this? How do we defeat this rollout of the new world order where freedom will be dead? It's like I could ask you, was the world a worse off or better off place after 9/11? It's going to be 10 times that globally after this COVID. And if we, the people in America, don't stand up for our freedom and our right in courage and bravery, just forget about it, folks. Freedom is only going downhill. There'll be none left on the other side. I mean, seriously, can you imagine going around and having to wear a mask to buy groceries? Can you imagine having to take a temperature test or submit your microbiome to go out to dinner. I mean, get, I mean, I'm living in hell at that point. I want to go to a Cardinal baseball game, or I want to go to Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park or Wrigley Field, and I want to drink an ice cold beer, and I have to have a straw and a mask to drink it through? No. I mean, you know what, though? A part of me hopes that happens. I mean, let me tell you something. Believe me, there is nothing more that I would like than to be sitting in a in bleachers full of baseball fans, all drinking beers through a straw with a mask. I would love that video of me standing up, taking off my mask, and chugging a cold beer without the lid. But I don't want it to come to that. Like, I'll do that. I don't want it to come to that. Like, I don't want to have to go out to LA and walk around in a mask just to get arrested and show people the tyranny they're facing. But that's what we have to do. And believe me, folks, when those officers in D.C. were arresting me multiple times, I can tell you with personal conversations, they had introspection, and a lot of them were hating what they were doing that day. Didn't help me that day. Maybe it helps the next guy. Maybe it helps the next generation. We have to be willing to make sacrifices, folks. We have to be willing to put our neck out there to show people, guess what? There's people that want to slit your throat. It's like, there aren't people that want to slit your throat. Really? You stick your neck out there, they slit that throat wide open, you bleed out on the ground. But guess what? Everyone else saw it, and everyone else now knew that you were right. And now your word is the truth, and they start to react.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Second hour, the phone lines are lit up. By the way, it's widely known 420 is the day you get stoned. So go ahead and get stoned. Hop on over to the stonedefensefund.com right now and get stoned with me. It's time to defend Roger Stone, a man who faces the entire deep state judicial hammer for simply standing up for what's right, the truth, and supporting President Trump. So get stoned with me. Go to stonedefensefund.com. But folks, I've been on air for almost a full show, and I barely even plugged. And the truth is, well, let me plug first, and then I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you my greatest fault, my greatest defect. But folks, I actually, let me tell you about the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter that you know about by now. I talk about it all the time. I finally got my brand new Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. I did a little, everybody does unboxings now. I did a little unboxing at the studio. The Alexa Pure Breeze was one of the gifts that I had. It's my latest order from InfoWarsStore.com. And I've already noticed the difference with the Alexa Pure Breeze having a third one. Now, it's kind of ridiculous. Now that I have three in my house, it's like I won't even breathe in a speck of dust. And that's exactly how I like it. And I was testing it out today because, there's the Alexa Pure Breeze, part of the unboxing from this weekend. I'm not endorsing any of the other products. Those are just literally household items I had stacked up in boxes in my house. I said, oh, fine, I'll just do an unboxing. People love it. And the Alexa Pure Breeze was one of them. But I'm not even kidding. Like, the air quality in my home was already great. But the way I set it up, because I was cleaning my house this morning and I was doing a lot of dusting. And so, you know, it was a sunny day. The light was coming in through the windows. I'm dusting off my, you know, shelves. I'm dusting off the window blinds. I'm dusting off the nightstand. I'm dusting off the TV. And the sun is shining through, and I'm seeing all the particulate, all that dust. Everybody knows that you don't want to breathe that in. It's not good to breathe in. So I set up a system. I'm like a madman. And I'm not even kidding you, folks. I'm a freak. But I had a system set up. I was dusting my whole house today, and I had fans that would blow right into the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Now, I just cleaned all three filters today. There's a front filter. I cleaned all three this morning before I did this as kind of a test. And then, well, the new one was new, so I didn't have to clean it. But there's three filters. The front filter is just your basic filter. It's going to stop most of the dust and particulate from getting through. And then there's the advanced filters beyond that for odors and other stuff. But the first line of defense is just your basic screen, kind of. And so I cleaned the screens, and I set up a system while I'm dusting today. Way too much dust going. The fans blew, the area where I was dusting would blow the dust right into the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, and then that would suck it up and emit the air without any of the dust. And so I finished dusting, and I went and I examined this. I probably should have taken a video. I'm probably going to get yelled at now and scolded for not doing video of this, so I'm a bad boy. So support me by going and getting an air filter. It's 30% off. I should have filmed this, but folks, I'm not kidding you. Clean the screen. And I'm maybe revealing how dusty my house was here, so I'm not proud of this. But I cleaned the screen, and all that dust that went in the air and not on the rag that I was using to dust, the specific dusting rags, you know, that they have, all that dust got sucked up by the Alexa Pure Breeze, and the filters were had all the dust there. And so now I'm not going to deal with as much dust the next time I'm cleaning my house because the Alexa Pure Breeze sucked it all up. And I pump my fist, victory over dust. Thank you, Alexa Pure Breeze. I had a total victory over the dust today. But I'm telling you, you could actually test this for yourself. And it's kind of cool. The kids may even like watching it. But the light shines through and you see the little dust in the air. And it just, you follow it and it just goes, and it just gets sucked right up into the Alexa Pure Breeze. And then you're not breathing that particulate in. It's incredible. And then for the odors and just the air quality, oh my gosh, unmatched. Unmatched. In fact, I would challenge you. Get a couple Alexa Pure Breezes, put them in your house. You have house guests over. They're going to comment on the air quality. They're going to say, it's like, wow, it smells really fresh in here. It's like, yeah, only the cleanest air for my guests. If you have pets, the pet dandruff gets in the air, the pet odors, you know all about this. The Alexa Pure Breeze knocks it all out. This thing is just incredible. I had a total victory over the dust mites today. It was incredible. Total victory over dust mites today. Now, I will say this. You know the crew around here has sticky fingers, okay? Now, I had three brand new hand sanitizers on my desk when I left the studio Friday. They're all gone. And I know it was this crew. Or maybe, you know what, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe it wasn't this crew, but somebody around here got word that there was hand sanitizer on Schroyer's desk, and they came, and the klepto freaks took it. Why am I telling you this? I love the crew. It's not a complaint about the crew. The hand sanitizer that we just put out at InfoWarsStore.com is awesome. And this thing has been a blessing in more ways than one, and you may already know the ways that it has been that we can't report right now. Maybe we can report later. But the one way we can tell you, we've been working on this hand sanitizer for months. We didn't know that this whole hand sanitizer rush was coming when we started developing this organic hand sanitizer. And then it hit and it was just like, wow, providential. So we just came out, the Emrex Essentials hand sanitizer available at InfoWarsStore.com. I wish I had mine here on my desk so I could show you how great it is, but it's so great. Someone from the InfoWars crew has commandeered it. Okay. Now, let me just say this, and I promise, I swear, we're going right to your calls in the next segment. Folks, I get up here and I start screaming and shouting and lose control. And half the time, I really do go home and regret it and feel like a chump because I feel like the broadcast was ineffective and it was a waste of time. But you have to understand, at my cellular level, just the physical, raw cellular level, reaction to all this news, facing all of this head on, you can't even help it. The cellular response is fight, war. And I'll stop right there. You know where it goes. And that's instinctual. And so that's what comes out here every day when I start screaming and shouting because I'm faced with this tyranny. I'm faced with these frauds. I'm faced with this death, this certain death, unless I fight. So my cells realize that, my spirit realizes that, and I come up here like a berserker. But that's what this is, and I know that you feel the same way. And that's that spirit, that's that energy that they hate about InfoWars. They want you nice and docile. That's why they put the fluoride in the water. They want you nice and calm. That's why the flicker rate on the TV is a exact rate to make you more docile and calm and manageable. It's all by design, folks. And you can say, hey, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that people aren't rioting in the streets right now calling for blood and for death of all these anti-American tyrants that we're dealing with. I won't say any names, but let's just say, you know, maybe they're, trust me, they're lucky that you're nice and docile and a fluoride head and a drug head and that you don't have a fighting spirit in you, because they know you'd be at their front door with a guillotine or with a gun ready to kill. So they're glad that their formula to keep you docile works. And maybe that's good. Maybe it's a good thing that we're not all rioting right now and asking for blood and putting heads in guillotines. That's probably a good thing. We can have that debate. But make no mistake, when they're censoring us and stopping us from organizing, that is an act of war against this country and you as a sovereign citizen.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Oh my gosh, this is incredible. Yes, coming up, You Can't Close America rally number 2 this Saturday, noon, the Austin, Texas Capitol grounds. I'll be there noon to 2. But folks, last night, or excuse me, I don't remember when Biden was on CNN. Folks, I'm not kidding you. If you've seen Biden at his worst, this was worse. He couldn't answer a simple question. He was fumbling and bumbling. And the fact that CNN's Anderson Cooper still put him on there on his global coronavirus town hall was pathetic. I mean, it's like, is anybody at CNN conscious enough? Like, hey, Joe doesn't have it today. Don't put him on. Hey, Joe can't think straight today. Don't put him on. Hey, Joe can't even talk today. Don't put him on. No, they put him on, and he fumbled and bumbled and looked like somebody with dementia, as he is. But now, yeah, there it is right there. Joe Biden struggles with words during a response to coronavirus. But now Biden has put out a campaign ad saying that Trump wasn't tough enough on China. Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable. Joe Biden just put up his own noose. Joe's son is still in China making millions. Joe Biden has dozens of clips saying China's not the enemy. Oh my gosh. Either these people have lost the ability to have any functioning system against Trump. They just don't even know what to do, and they just set themselves up for failure, but they have no other choice. Or they just figure it's all over now. They're about to roll out the global microchipping and they have everybody in panic over this coronavirus thing and they're about to take total control. So they just don't give a damn. They're just rolling out Joe Biden. I mean, it's literally like worse. It's like Weekend at Bernie's. I mean, Biden's still alive, but he might as well be dead because he can't think. He can't talk. And they're really pretending like this guy's going to beat Trump in a presidential election. Folks, there's no way they're going to put him on a debate stage. There's just no way. So, I mean, that's just incredible. By the way, you know, I promise I'm going to take your phone calls. I'm up here ranting and raving. Folks, I've decided I'm boycotting this year's census. I'm boycotting the 2020 census. I suggest you do the same. This is just damn criminal. To make us take a census so that we can fund illegal immigration, to make us take a census so that the Democrats can gerrymander with population and then the electoral college, folks, don't do it. Don't do it. Either totally boycott it or just send it in blank. I'm not doing it. I'm not taking part in this. You want to have a census? Let's have a real census for the U.S. citizenship. That's a census. How many citizens do we have? How many people are in our country? How many are citizens? That's a census. That's how you form the electoral college. This is another attack on our country, folks. They want you to take the census so that they can put more electoral college power in New York and California and so that they can get more federal dollars to fund illegal immigration. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not on the census. I'm not taking it. It's more criminal fraud against my rights as an American. So you know what? Here's my census right here. No. You want me to take a census? Put the question on there, am I a U.S. citizen? Anything else but that? Is a fraud. See that? not taking it. That was my official census. See what I think about that? Can I get a doc? Here. See that? This is where I'm putting my census. You're lucky I'm not putting it up your candy ass. Telling me to take a census so that I can fund illegal immigration? Telling me to take a census so we can give more federal dollars to non-citizens? Telling me to take a census so that we can change and rewrite the Electoral College again to give more power to New York and California? No! I'm done complying with this crap! We always comply. We always just comply. They just chip away. Oh, just take the census, Schroyer. Shut up! I'm not taking the damn census. It's not punishable by law. What's punishable by law is entering the country illegally. Oh, but they're going to punish me for not taking the census? Okay. That's what they claim. This is clown world now, folks. And until we fight it in mass, until we stand up against this tyranny and stand up against this fraud, we will never win and we will continue to lose our freedoms and they will just crash the economy. They will just crash us into the third world. Okay. Rally's coming up this weekend. Rally's happening today. Our rally coming up Saturday. All right, I'm taking your phone calls now. I promise I'm going to be a good boy and stop ranting and raving. I just can't help it. Okay, Chris in Washington. Leading us off today. Go ahead, Chris.
Madman Owen. How you doing?
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You know, I wanted to talk about the census real quick before I get into the whole Inslee issue with the... Anyways, you were talking about the census. I wanted to do that last year, or it was last year. They showed up at my doorstep and threatened to take me to jail for me not wanting to participate in the census. It's ridiculous. And the questions they ask are ridiculous. Like you said, I support. Are you a U.S. citizen? Should be the first and most important question.
That's the only point of even doing a census.
Exactly.
If you don't ask that question, you're recognizing that you no longer have a country.
Yep. And we're supposed to be the home of the land of the free and home of the brave. So in regards to these rallies, Jay Inslee's laughing at people here in Washington State saying, oh, yeah, you'll get a few, maybe a few thousand people out there. That means I got 600,000 people that are actually in compliance. So it'll mean nothing. And then go into as far as labeling people as domestic terrorists. It's going on right here. I mean, it's fight right now, politically fight. With everything you got.
And, you know, I was thinking about that, too, because, I mean, let's really think about this. But it's like if someone comes up to your face and calls you a terrorist, I mean, you know, you get popped in the mouth. I'm done with this, man. You're the damn traitor, Joy Behar. It's like that's what I'm saying. It's like at what point it's like you want to sit here and you want to talk trash. It's like one of these days we're going to be in the same place at the same time and you're going to talk trash. I mean, it's like. But we're just going to let you do it? Like, we just walk away? You just trample on us like that? It's like, no, man. I mean, those are fighting words. They are picking a fight with America, and they're just praying America's dead because that's what they want.
Exactly what they want. And we need to stand up against it and quit being afraid and letting... The problem is people need to, like what you said, build your own websites and promote your own websites from within. The news is not going to cover it. The people are not going to, it has to be grassroots, guerrilla marketing, door to door, whatever it takes, get people involved by the mass, not thousands, not 2,000, 50,000. It's not that hard.
And I feel like the more we just take action, the more people will be willing to respond and take action with us. And we're in a prime time right now. It's sad that this is the case, but folks, this is a prime time. People are losing their jobs. People are falling behind. People are looking for a voice. They're looking for guidance. They're looking for someone that's going to stand up for them. I love President Trump. He's not doing enough. He's not, folks. So people are taking it onto their own hands. That's why they're going to their Capitol buildings. That's why they're protesting their governors. That's why this is all happening, folks. So while people are at home, not working, wondering, what am I going to do? Tell them, hey, look, I don't know what you can do, but right now we're going to go down to the state capitol and tell the governor, hey, it's time to reopen. And this is what I've always said. All the governor has to do here in Texas is say, hey, I suggest you stay home and we should probably keep things closed, but I don't have the right to do that. And if anybody issues you a citation or a fine or jail time or anything against you, I'm going to throw it out because it's unconstitutional. So if you open your business and someone fines you, guess what? I'm throwing that fine out. You don't have to pay it. He did the same thing with red light cameras in Texas. He can do the same thing with these illegal edicts telling small businesses to shut down. Chris, 20 seconds. There's a protest in Washington coming up.
Yeah, May 1st. You can look up Matt Shea. You can look up Dan Kustra. Those guys are going to have the information.
So there you go. May 1st. Man, I'm debating here, too. It's like May 1st. I mean, we've already got ours coming up Saturday. Do we already plan on the 3rd, or do we go on the road for the May 1st? I mean, it's time, folks.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Protests are happening nationwide. The enemies of America that run Twitter and Facebook and promote the censorship, like the people at Media Matters, these are the enemies of America, ladies and gentlemen. There is no debate to be had. And so even though they're having it censored and taken away from the public square online, we're finding ways around that to promote our rally coming up this Saturday. You Can't Close America Rally 2 this Saturday noon in Austin, Texas at the Texas State Capitol building. We're finding ways around this. Rob Dew got creative, called into local talk radio today. Here's how it went.
Zuckerberg calls it harmful misinformation in the times of a medical emergency. Rob is in South Austin. Hello, Rob. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I think we really ought to look at Facebook and how they control information. Robert Epstein last year came out and said, you know, they could sway 6 million votes just by putting out alerts or not putting out alerts for people to go vote on Election Day. So anything this man does at this point should be considered election meddling.
Yeah, the story from CNN I'm seeing now says Facebook said they were contacted by some states and asked to help remove this content.
Now that is overreaching government.
Yes.
That you're calling up and saying, oh, I see that my constituents are planning to protest my orders.
By the way, that's
You've
all Democrats,
You've got to take
folks.
That down. You got to get out of office.
The command and control. People don't see the command and control that's going on with entities like Facebook. They've got everybody on their platform, and then they go, hey, now we're going to control what you can say and what you can't say, and we're going to kick you off. I recently got removed from Twitter for, quote, abusive behavior, which all I'm doing is sending out article links and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's not the right article. It's not the right point of view. So we're going to censor you. And I really think you guys should be backing people like Alex Jones, who are out there on the front lines trying to get people motivated. Because let me tell you what, the economy is going to crash if we keep this up much longer.
All right. Thanks so much.
Listen, I believe you have every right in the world. And I just come from a different side. I'm not taking the lead from Alex Jones in anything. You got that? Anything. He's a nut. He's a nut, and he's bad for this state, and he's bad for this town.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming.
What's coming.
Banned.video.
By the way, you know, Darren McBreen put together an excellent, or it may have been Rob Dew. I don't even know. I was on the Alex Jones show, where it's Alex and myself and everybody here in InfoWars talking about the Wuhan lab in January and February, and then Fox News breaks it late April, and then CNN breaks it, and it's like, oh, we're got the breaking sources now. It was from Wuhan, and we reported it months ago. So it's just like, ugh. You hear that guy on the radio, I'm not taking Alex Jones' lead on anything. Fine, dude. Hate Alex Jones all you want. How about the truth? How about reality? Are you going to? So it's like Alex Jones can come out and say the sky is blue and the sun is hot. I ain't listening to that tornado. No, I ain't listening to Alex Jones. He says water's wet. Who cares? If Alex Jones says the truth, he says the truth. But see, here's what they really hate, folks. They hate the fact that Alex Jones has been more accurate and more successful than them. And they sit there and they know they could never do what Alex Jones has done. And I'm not trying to attack these people. That's just their psychological makeup. So it's like, you know, the guy that you can't beat at something, you just say, oh, he's taking steroids, or oh, he's cheating. Like, you can't beat a guy at a sport. He's taking steroids. I'm not playing him anymore. You can't beat a guy at a video game. Oh, he's using a cheat code. I'm not going to play him anymore. It's like, no, just better than you. That Alex Jones, he's a nut. I'm not taking his lead. Really, who told you about Bill Gates and mandatory vaccines and the mark of the beast and the microchip and the under the skin and the patents and all that stuff? Yeah, that was Alex Jones, bud. So again, you can hate Alex Jones. You can not follow Alex Jones' lead on anything. Just that's fine. You can also bury your head up your ass. That's also what you can do if you'd like. It's about the same difference. Just pathetic, man. And believe me, it's sad the local talk radio here, how cucked they are, like that guy. It's like, hey, Facebook is overreaching. Hey, they're banning our First Amendment right. We're out here standing up for our rights. Hoorah, go America. Yeah, but Alex Jones is involved, so I don't like America now. Screw that, yeah. I hate America now. Alex Jones loves America. I hate America. Donald Trump likes America. Screw America. That's how these people operate. There's a one, it's like a two-bit operation. So it doesn't matter if Donald Trump says the truth. It doesn't matter if Alex Jones promotes the truth and freedom. They just say, oh, no, I don't believe it now. Alex Jones said it, even though he's been totally proven right, and I'm a no-name on local Texas radio. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to go back to your calls. It's just ridiculous. Let's go to, oh, we got Nick in New York. No protests in New York. You know, this is actually funny because there should be an investigation into New York. New York is really the only place where there has been an outbreak. Now, at least with the numbers. Now, that could be because of the ventilator usage and its total failure. That could be because it's just New York and there's always a bigger flu season in New York. It could be that when Wuhan was flying international flights out of Wuhan, even though domestically China shut them all down, maybe a couple of those people got to New York. But the spread is no doubt worse in New York than anywhere else. It's not even close. Again, it's still being overblown. I'm not saying it's not, but he's saying there's no protest. Well, maybe that's why people are really afraid. Nick in New York, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, am I coming through clear?
Yep, loud and clear.
Very good, very good. It's good to talk to you. Unfortunately, I missed you when you were down here protesting the New York Times. I wish I would have been able to shoot over there, but it kind of, the time was not working for me, so I wasn't able to go down there. But I'm just kind of throwing this out there and trying to get ahead of the game because as we begin to see the other states doing exactly what it is that you know, you guys are doing and moving forward with this, you know, you can't shut down America movement. You know, a lot of people in New York are going to be in the same pot, meaning, you know, we all have to work. We all have to, you know, bring home paychecks and pay bills. It's no different in New York than it is in California or Texas or any of the other states. But what we are beginning to see now rolling out here in the state is that as the numbers begin to dwindle, and as they're not able to back up a lot of the, you know, the hype that, and I'm not saying that people haven't died. I'm not saying that this is, you know, not, you know, some kind of a serious virus because it has killed a lot of people. I particularly know some people that, yeah, they have died from this. But we also have to look at the comorbidities and the other things that have been discussed. Nonetheless, as we move forward, we know that New York and some of these other blue states, Jersey, are going to be coming a little bit later on. They're going to want to open their doors a little bit later on. We're hearing something about, you know, later in August. This is what de Blasio was saying. I like to call him de Blasio. This is what he was saying. Sometime in August. I don't know if we're going to be able to wait that long. I don't know if, you know, a lot of people are going to be able to hold on that long. There's a lot of...
No. Hold on, Nick. Let's be clear about this. The reason why you don't know is because you do know. People can't. The reason why you don't know is because you do know. People can't. $1,200 a month? Folks, New York City? That doesn't even afford your rent in a one bedroom. So this stimulus check isn't going to work. And I'm telling you, we are on the verge of an economic collapse. People are on the verge of a personal financial disaster. And nobody cares about that. Oh, just live in fear. Stay home. Don't worry. We're stopping you from a virus. It's BS. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
Right. So, no, you're 100% correct. And basically what winds up happening is that a lot of these small businesses, just like many, I mean, I see so many people in other states, like these huge lines for food banks. We don't have that here yet. I haven't seen that in the city yet. There are the spacing out and the, you know, waiting on lines to get into stores and stuff, which, again, is another sign of the slowing down so that you don't have hoarding and all that other stuff. That's another issue. But what I did want to say was is that if there are any New Yorkers listening, we're up next. OK, we're up to bat next. And so how this is going to look and what we're going to be facing in terms of the backlash from Cuomo and just all of these other people who are just going to be, as was said many times on the show, on Alex's show, and even now on Owen, that they're going to be blaming the people that are going out there with no mask or this or that, or just that, you know, we're going to be the cause of the spread of this thing and this thing getting worse. So the bottom line here is that as go the other states, we're going to need a lot of strong patriots, maybe like Owen and just other people out there to help and keep New York and these other cities in mind. Because, yes, there are a lot of people that, you know, are asleep and don't are not following news as we are in there. You know, they don't understand or know the real deal of what's going on. But then there are a lot of people who do. And we need a lot of that blame to, you know, just come whipping around from the other states and just hit us as well.
And, but we see, we can't let them blame us. Nick, I wish I had more time. Excellent call. We that's the thing, though. We cannot let them blame us for the spread like they plan on doing. We have to give them a fat middle finger. No.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
President Trump places the blame on China and the Obama administration during a White House press briefing. Here's how it went.
We hit the grim milestone of more than 40,000 Americans now having died from the coronavirus. Can you explain then why you come out here and you are reading clips and showing clips of praise for you and for your administration? Is this really the time for self-congratulations?
Well, I will tell you this. What I'm doing is I'm standing up for the men and women that have done such an incredible job. Not for me, for the men and women. Admirals, vice president, if I might, but all of the men and women, thousands, tens of thousands of them that built hospitals in New York and New Jersey and all over this country in record time, that throw up 1,000 beds in 4 days. I'm sticking up for those people. Those people have been incredible. I'm also sticking up for doctors and nurses and military doctors and nurses.
The clips that you played and what you read earlier was praising.
Just listen to this dirtbag. All the left does is highbrow themselves about how they fight racism and inequality and all that stuff. And then Trump is actually trying to fight a virus and they say, should you really be celebrating how great you are? These people just, they make me sick, man.
Some of the fake news, like you, your CNN, your fake news. And let me just tell you, they were excoriated by people like you that don't know any better because you don't have the brains you were born with. You should be praising the people that have done a good job, not doing what you do. Even that question. So just so you understand, if we didn't do a job.
The question is why now, not why are you doing it.
I'll tell you why now. Are you ready? Because these people are right now in hospitals. It's dangerous. It's going to a battlefield. And I want these people, I want you. I want you in the. It's all about that. It's not about me. Nothing's about me. Look, you're never going to treat me fairly, many of you. And I understand that. I don't even know. I got here with the worst, most unfair press treatment, they say, in the history of the United States for a president. They did say Abraham Lincoln had very bad treatment, too. Let me just tell you.
It has your name in it. It talks about Trump remaking the playbook.
Well, that's a positive thing because that's an exercise in how to do it and what to do. And that's good for the future. People can learn from that. But I want the men and women of this country that are in danger, the admirals and the generals that have done a job like they've never done before.
Folks, Obama sabotaged us. They never replenished the masks. It was probably on purpose.
We're also at a level when you said 40,000 people, and you're right, almost 40,000 people. And what? How? More than? Okay, good. Correct me. 40, correct me.
41,000.
Well, I'm really glad you corrected me, CNN. But here's the story. Let me just tell you something. If we didn't do what we did, the 40,000 right now could be a million people. Could be a million people, not 40,000. It could be a million. We're tracking at much less than the lowest possible estimate. And that's a great tribute to a number of people and a number of things.
And really, that's mostly because the whole thing was a hoax. And I wish the president would say that, but that's really what it is because the whole thing was the death count models was a hoax.
They've done a job that nobody thought was possible. And in fact, when they did the models, as they call them, nobody thought it was possible. They did models not based on this kind of success. I've seen New York streets, and I see it in the morning. I've watched all my life New York streets, and you can't even see the pavement. There's so many people. And you take a look this morning, you take a look. Even on Friday morning, I looked at it. I saw it through a camera. There wasn't a person on Fifth Avenue. There wasn't a person on Madison Avenue. I've never seen anything like it because people have really listened to instructions and they've listened to what we've had to say. And the professionals, they've listened. And those people, people should really give them a lot of credit, including people like you, because you just don't have the sense to understand what's going on.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. U.S. intelligence is saying this week that the coronavirus likely came from a level four lab in Wuhan. There's also another report that the NIH under the Obama administration in 2015 gave that lab $3.7 million in a grant. Why would the U.S. give a grant like that to China?
The Obama administration gave them a grant of $3.7 million. I've been hearing about that. And we've instructed that if any grants are going to that area, we're looking at it literally about an hour ago.
I mean, folks, this is a joke. You've got the Chinese red-handed. You've got Obama red-handed with the Chinese lab. You've got Bill Gates and Fauci red-handed. I mean, why these people aren't being rounded up and put in jail? I'm getting sick of it, man. Keep your eyes peeled for this. I mean, look, folks, I'm not kidding you. Like, when I'm, like, off air, I'm really not this tough guy. I mean, you know, someone wants to get in my face, we can get tough. But that's not an act that I do. That's really not me. I like to get along, and I like to get along. But let me tell you something. When you've got people coming out blaming you for a spread of the coronavirus, this is how you know these people hate you and these people are your enemy. When Joy Behar and others are getting ready to blame you for the coronavirus spread because you dare leave your house or you dare not wear a mask or you dare not wear gloves or you dare go to a Capitol rally and they're ready to blame you and point the finger at you and put blood on your hands, those are your enemies. Those people want to blame you for something they know came out of China. Think about that. Get Joy Behar off my... I can't do it. I cannot do it. Get her off, but thank you. No, I'm not. Seriously, guys, I'm not even kidding. My blood starts boiling. I'm going to have to start breaking things. Because that's like somebody coming up to you, spitting in your eye. Someone coming up to you, kicking you in the balls. Someone coming up to you, punching you in the gut. That's what that's like. And I can't do anything about it, man. The only thing I can do about it is come up here and rant and rave and point them out for the scum that they are. And say, you know what? We are going to rally this Saturday. We are going to turn up at the Austin, Texas State Capitol building this Saturday at noon. Yeah. And guess what? When you blame me for the spread, I'm going to say, really? You're going to blame me for the spread of the biological disaster that came out of the Wuhan lab that was funded by Barack Obama and that Fauci and Gates were directly working with and that a chairman on the board of Harvard was caught smuggling biological material out of the United States with three Chinese nationals that have been arrested. And you're going to blame me? No. But I'll tell you what. In your attempt to blame me, you're going to out yourself as the anti-American scum that you are and the enemy of the American people. And you better hope and pray that Donald Trump continues to maintain hold of this situation, because let me tell you something. If Donald Trump releases the reins on this country, it's not going to be pretty for you. That's not a threat. That's a fact. Because they're going to remember They're going to remember who cost them their jobs. They're going to remember who cost them their livelihood. They're going to remember who cost them to miss their rent payment, miss their mortgage payment, miss the payment of the bills. They're going to remember, Joy Behar. They're going to remember it was you. They're going to remember it was Nancy Pelosi. They're going to remember it was Bill Gates. They will remember who you are. You may have fooled us for this long. You may have stupefied us for this long, but now you've come to the bottom line. And we're still on air, and we know who you are. And we will not be blamed for this. I just need to shut up because it's just a joke, man. It really is just a joke that we sit here and take this. I mean, we're not going to lie, folks. I've got half a spirit to just go totally anti-Trump at this point. And it's not even Trump's fault, but it is Trump's fault. He's playing along with this. And we've got all these criminals still running free like Barack Obama. I'm just done. Like, I'm done. Why is Trump not done with this? Why is he still playing ball with these people? I mean, what's it going to take? When all of this finishes up and you don't have a bunch of kids saved on these Navy ships and you don't have a bunch of arrests happening behind the scenes like all the Q people believe, maybe then they'll take action. Maybe then they get out on the streets. Maybe then they arm up. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what is it going to take? Let me just go back out to the phone calls because I'm just ranting and raving. I mean, you know, what am I going to do, man? They come in, they spit in my eye, they kick me in the groin, and yeah, I'm ticked off about it. Yeah, I'm getting blamed for a virus that came out of a Wuhan lab in China that we know Harvard scientists, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and Barack Obama are all directly tied into, and I had to lose my freedoms. I had to shut up. I mean, who do I fight? Like, who do I fight right now? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm losing control. My cells are pissed. Instinctually, it's fight, fight. You have to fight to be free. And yeah, I'm losing control right now because it's just like, this is the reality. Somebody's in a death battle with you, kicking you on the ground. Are you going to sit there and take it till you die? No, your human instincts kick in. Your adrenaline kicks in and you smash. Matt in Texas, I'm sorry for ranting. I'm going to get to these calls. Matt in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I appreciate your passion. I think every single red-blooded American should be acting that way because it's an atrocity what's going on right now, having all sorts of freedoms just taken from us without any real probable cause, you know, and they are going to consider it as implied consent, and they're going to keep on pushing. So I appreciate your passion. Don't feel bad about yelling or don't go home and feel like you're a chump or anything like that. But you know what? My statement kind of have to go with what you're saying. What is it going to take for Trump to realize that these people aren't going to play ball? These people, the like y'all say, the biggest mistake he ever made was putting any faith in any one of those individuals, was having any semblance of dignity towards them or believing that they were going to do the right thing. Like, you talk about that Pedogate 2020, and there's another kind of documentary that goes hand in hand with that, in my opinion, and it's called Out of Shadows, and it's on a vigilant citizen, and it just talks about all these things. But for the last couple of days, I appreciate the rallies, by the way. I'm going to see Saturday, this Saturday, because we really do need to assemble together. And
looking forward to it, Matt.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a chaplain, and it makes me feel disgusting that I'm going to have to say that. But what really needs to get to Trump is someone in the White House needs to get all the Anthony Weiner stuff on there and just put it on a freaking projector in the Oval Office for him to watch all day, or do a CGI of Ivanka being tied up and watching Melania surrounded by freaking pig heads and horse heads and all sorts of disgusting occult practices, and watching her get dismembered and tortured and then start eating her and feeding her to Ivanka, because I think that's really what it's going to freaking take to get it through his head that these people aren't civilized people. You got to, you, It's us or them. That's really what it comes down to. It's
well,
us
look,
or them.
I mean, we can sit here and wonder what it's going to take for Trump to understand the weight of the situation. But, I mean, I hope it doesn't get that drastic. I'm sitting here saying we've already got everything out of the Russiagate hoax. We've got everything coming out of the FBI. We still have some redactions that we need to get released with some of the names and dates so we can put a couple more puzzle pieces together. But it's all been caught. They lied about the whole thing. They lied about getting the intelligence from Russia. They lied about not knowing it was fake. They lied about using it for the FISA application. Lie, lie, lie. Then they spied with all this illegal. I mean, they're caught red-handed. There is zero excuse. I can't think of a single excuse right now where why John Brennan, James Comey, Clapper, and Obama have at least not beholden holding for questioning, and that falls squarely at President Trump. And if he doesn't fix the FBI with Chris Wray, then fire Chris Wray. If the Attorney General Bill Barr isn't going to do it, then fire Bill Barr. This is a joke.
It really is. And he's worried about the election, but he needs to remember the American people have his back because he's the only one at bat for us at the moment. We can play defense all day, but he's really our only offensive player at this moment. He needs to clear out those offices. He needs to attack these people, not physically, but with law, with whatever he needs to do, because there is plenty of evidence to show that they are projecting onto us that we're terrorists when they're really the domestic terrorists. They're really the ones attacking our freedom and trying to abolish our constitutional rights. They're really the ones that are killing and sacrificing and brainwashing the American people with all the satanic ritual abuse on Netflix, with all the, as you were stating earlier, the frequencies emitted by their TV, by their lights, by the towers, by the cell phone.
And I think that part of me is like literally in the future right now, like knowing that they're eventually going to come force inoculate us. And like, this is really my cells fighting that. But it's like, go get ready for my body, my choice, folks. If they're going to force inoculate you.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I've been ranting and raving today, and you know, a part of me wants to apologize for that. I know that you don't want the apology. It's just, you know, I got to tell you, folks, I don't live my life like this, really. I don't. I don't live my life ranting and raving, stomping around. But every day I pray to God for guidance. Every day before I go on air, I ask God for you know, his touch to fulfill his will. And I get, you know, whatever reason today, just decided he's just flicking on those receptors and just turning me loose. So, but it's real. And this is the populist feeling right now. And I'm already seeing it, folks. I'm telling you, this, look, we've got protests happening nationwide. We're hosting another one Saturday in Austin. I mean, this is make or break for America. This is make or break for freedom. I just want truth and freedom to reign, folks. That's all it is. That's what drives me. That's the ultimate factor that drives me. And I'll probably never see that, but my God, I won't feel fulfilled unless I'm fighting for that dream. But you better believe that these governors and mayors are seeing these rallies, and eventually they're going to look in the mirror and realize that, okay, they're at the Capitol now, they're at the governor's mansion now, they're over here now, they're down the street now, they're at the ball stadium now, they're at the public town square. They're going to be at my front door next. And they don't want that. I don't want that. Reopen the damn country. In fact, you can't even close it to begin with. That's the point. Stop threatening Americans. Stop bullying Americans. We're sovereign citizens. We live free. You can't issue a citation. By the way, we're working on this story right now. I just haven't even had time to follow it up because I've been on air and then the crew's been trying to do it. They're already short-staffed. But I told you earlier, people getting fined in Laredo, Texas for being out past curfew. We're working on getting that guest lined up for tomorrow. We're working on getting that information to the writers so we can have a story at InfoWarsStore.com. But this is it, folks. Don't pay those fines. Sue their ass. I'm just so done, man. And so, like, that's the thing. It's like, I don't want, again, I don't want to be in front of the mayor's doorstep. Trust me. I want to get along with everybody. I want everybody to be united, and we can have discourse on how to handle things, but at the end of the day, we're all free. And see, that's the thing. The average conservative Trump supporter out there isn't trying to impose their will on you. The average Democrat leftist out there is constantly trying to impose their will on you. Their will of diversity, their will of being gay, their will of having open borders, their will of vaccines, their will of abortion. They're trying to force all of their will on you. Conservatives and patriots and Trump supporters, they don't force their will on anybody. That's all the left does, man. And at some point in time, when you try to force your will on people, they're going to clap back. And I don't want that to happen, but I mean, my God. I mean, you're getting right up to it, man. You're getting right up to our nose. You're getting right up to our face. And you're spitting in our eye. And we are an inch away from being so fed up and unleashing something in this country the likes of which you can't even imagine. And we don't want to go there. We don't want to have our eyes filled with red. We don't want to be driven by rage. We don't want to go berserk to have to clear out all this rot, gut, and corruption that we know is sinking our society. But man, let me tell you, when we're faced with death and our way of life being ended versus coming to your door and choking you to death, what do you think we're going to choose? Excuse me. And that's why I can't lose control, because I say the ultimate truth that they know. That's the ultimate truth they don't want us to say. Let's take a phone call. It's always fun, isn't it? Anyway, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Carol. Thanks for putting up with me today.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Oh, I don't know why. I'm just really fed up today. I mean, I'm just really done with these tyrants today. I'm really spoiling for a fight. I'm not going to lie. These people want to fight all day long. Maybe it's time we give them to them. I'm not promoting violence, folks. I'm a peaceful guy. I don't rant and rave and stomp around like this. But I mean, my God, I mean, at what point does America just push back? I mean, that's sorry, Carol. Go ahead.
I totally feel you. I've got three points I'd like to make. First of all, it's easy for sheeple to believe a comfortable lie than a hard truth, which is fear is killing the U.S., not this virus, you know?
Oh, I know.
It's ridiculous. So I have a new name. I mean, I live in Pennsylvania. I live in the suburbs of Philly. And I have a new word I want to share with you. It's called the Gestapo, because everybody in PA is now required to wear a mask to go shopping. So welcome to the Gestapo, you know?
Yeah, as if that's going to stop anything. It's ridiculous.
It is. And what we need an Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones in every capital of every state to get this country back the way it should be.
Oh, completely agree. But what happens? You tune into local radio. I don't like Alex Jones. He's a little too extreme for me. I'm just going to cower and die to tyranny like a good little boy. That's who these people are.
Oh, I see it all the time. I mean, I could totally, Miss Blake, you know how you guys say you can tell a Trumpkin by the fire in their eyes. And so I can tell them a mile away. And of course you can see the social, if I hear the word social distance one more time, I'm going to gag. I can't stand that term anymore. It's all you hear, it pumps through them to the supermarkets, to Lowe's, everywhere. You know, why social distance? Why don't we just come together again? And that's what these rallies are all about. I mean, I commend you, and you are the new age outlaw. You are.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh. Can we clip that out for a promo?
New age outlaw. All right, brother. Rock on.
Thank you so much, Carol. But it's like a joke. It's like I'm just acting out of common sense. I'm just acting out of the fire that we all have. I mean, I'm not unique in that regard. I guess I'm just unique that I live it. I breathe it. Let's squeeze in another phone call from Pennsylvania. Brad, go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
So, yeah, I'm with her. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're using fear to control everyone. There's no question about it. Everybody's afraid of a virus and everything they've been told by the media. And the media just keeps coming up with fake numbers. But you're right. President Trump needs to address the issue. He needs to out Fauci and Gates. He needs to just come out and say it. He must be afraid too, or he must not realize the depth of their corruption, because it's right out there in the open.
And maybe it is that he doesn't understand the depths, which again just falls on his lap, but he is busy. I'm not making excuses. But like, you know, there's a certain level of this too where Trump supporters are confused. I mean, that's why the Q movement is so popular, because it doesn't make sense. We're losing America under Trump? Like, we're losing all our freedoms under Trump? This wasn't supposed to happen. The deep state is getting more powerful under Trump. And it's like, this isn't how it's supposed to go. We were supposed to be cleaning the swamp. We were supposed to be arresting these people. Now they're running our lives worse than ever. It's like, we're confused. Like, what the hell, Trump? We elected you to stop all this. And hey, he's doing a lot of great stuff. Defunding the WHO. Getting us out of the Paris Climate Accord. I'll come back to you. I'm sorry, we dropped him. I cut him off short, but... I mean, it's just like, hey, we all voted Trump. I mean, folks, look, let's be perfectly honest. Ugh, I don't even know if I can say that. It's just, folks, I realize that InfoWars got Trump in office. And so now we have to be saying like, okay, now when do we start getting all these results?
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, folks, I think I have gotten all the ranting and ravings out of me today. I'm a lot more calm-headed now, so I'm going to be able to get to the rest of these calls. So, guys, if we want to go ahead and put the names on the rest of these calls, I'm going to really bear down and get to these calls. Folks, I did not plug enough today. That's my bad for not paying the bills. I think you understand why, but it's not an excuse. We have to pay the bills around here. I have to keep this crew employed, and we have to stay on air. And you know why things are desperate. I won't go into detail, but you can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, look, I think it sucks that you have to wear a mask to go out everywhere, and I will be in open defiance of this, but if you have to wear a mask, in fact, did we make those masks? I could have sworn I've seen it. So like, I don't even know, man. I can't even cross my T's or dot my I's. I'm like dotting my T's and crossing my I's right now. There it is. Thank you so much. If you are going to wear a mask out, you might as well wear it with a message loud and clear. Limited edition InfoWars COVID mask. A black mask with InfoWars.com right there for all to see. I mean, folks, what a perfect opportunity to just do guerrilla-style marketing. If you're going to be forced to wear a mask, at least go out there and put some truth into people's minds. Maybe they go and look at InfoWars and say, huh, I don't have to be afraid. Oh, InfoWars is having a rally. I think I'll go to that. Oh, InfoWars, those are the guys that they got banned off air, right? No, they're still on air. Get your InfoWars mask at InfoWarsStore.com. While you're there, still have high-quality storable food to order. Don't wait too long on that. The brand-new hand sanitizer. I wish I had it. It's so good the crew or somebody around here confiscated it while I was not in studio over the weekend here in this studio. So my hand sanitizer's gone. I'm a little ticked off, but I'm going to forgive whoever stole it from me. But the reason they take it, whenever there's a great product like this and they know that I have the products on my desk because we're mentioning them, they always come swipe them up. Can't blame them. The new Emmerich's Essential All-Organic Hand Sanitizer, folks, this is such a winner that we can now fund ourselves with hand sanitizer that everybody needs. And here's the amazing thing about it. Not only is it organic and comes with a scent that doesn't smell like some sort of chemical runoff, makes you like dizzy when you smell it. It smells like peppermint or eucalyptus or lavender. Those are the scents. And here's the catch. Most hand sanitizer, it has the squeeze thing, right? You got to squeeze the bottle, and then you get the glob of hand sanitizer. You're lucky if you get the right amount. Most of the time, you get way too much, and then it's spilling all over you, and it's a mess. It's a nightmare. You can't even dry your hands. This is a spray bottle. I can't believe nobody came up with this innovation until we did. Spray bottle hand sanitizer, the perfect amount every time. One spray, two spray, three sprays, four sprays if you want. See, look, there's Cuomo. He doesn't even know how to use. They have this weird foamer. It's not even a real, it's like a foam soap and it's all like soapy and it leaves that mildew. That's why he's like, oh, what is this? It smells like crap. It's mildewy. So we got the good stuff. Doesn't smell bad. Smells great. Doesn't leave a mildew on your hands or leave them overly dry or overly wet. The best hand sanitizer in the business, without a doubt, is at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your calls. I just ask that you get to your point quick. Try not to trigger me, because then I'll end up taking all your time, and I don't want to do that. But it's easy to do, I understand. All right, Matt in Arizona. Matt, go ahead.
Owen Schroyer, what's up, bro? It's Matt, normally from California, but I had to flee out here to Arizona. It's going crazy out there in Cali where I'm at. I went to go post something at the post office, and some freak there called the cops on me for not wearing a mask. And first I, you know, kind of gave him what for, and then I left the store, and then I was like, you know what, screw this. I went back in and I just lambasted this guy in broad daylight and made him look like a B-I-T-C-H. And I called him a New World Order B-I-T-C-H. And I screamed at him and I said, I can't even see your face. You won't even face me. I will not cover my face. And I feel just like you. And everybody is an individual military fuck. Needs a...
He's like a trained professional. He caught himself there. Now, look, here's what I will say. Matt.
Yes.
Got a little upset today. Or was it yesterday? Anyway, Matt got upset. Someone telling him to wear a mask. Yeah. Proper response. I will say this, though, folks. I will say this because you also want to be effective. It's one thing to do the public humiliation and the public shaming. Believe me, I'm all for it. You've seen all the videos of me. So I'm not saying don't do that if that's what you're inclined to do. But I think there's a way to be really effective here, Matt. And that's to say, okay, so do you want to always wear a mask? Are you really afraid of breathing air? I mean, really make them introspect what it is they're thinking. Really make them introspect what it is they're promoting. And I think the best thing to do is say, hey, look at all these studies about how wearing a mask is actually bad for you. Look at all these studies about how wearing masks can make you increase the likelihood that you catch a virus. Then they have to think about what it is they're promoting. Then they have to think about what it is they're asking you to take away from your freedoms. And so that's one way. So, hey, believe me, I'm all for public shaming and giving the guy the what for and dropping the hammer. But sometimes it's nice to kind of hit them with that truth to really make them think instead of just make them go home and cry like you probably did. But I salute you for standing up for yourself, Matt. I really do. Thank you for the call. By the way, I forgot to mention that. Guys, pull that back up. Now people, you want to talk about how to be effective. People are blocking traffic so that healthcare workers can't get to the hospital. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a little half and half on this, but I tend to actually promote this activity because here's why. Hey, look. Hey, the healthcare workers are great people. Nurses, doctors, we love them. I'm glad they get to do dance routine videos during this. It's good for them. By the way, I think coming up, actually this week, there was a national phenomenon, I believe it was last year, about nurses that play cards and how somebody was complaining about how all nurses do is just play cards while they're at their work. Hey, look, most nurses are working like 20-hour shifts, guys, in like three straight days. It is a tough job. So if they need to play cards, that's fine. Everybody has a little downtime. But the point is that anniversary is coming up and it just shows you how it's been no different during this outbreak where they're still not playing cards, but now they're on TikTok doing dance routine videos, coordinated dance and all this craziness. But see, there is a level of realism to this to say, okay, we're going to stop you from going to work because we're not allowed to work. You want to work, you want to get paid, you want to do your job. It's time for us to be allowed to do our job too. So people are now blocking healthcare workers from getting into the hospital. Kind of like one of those things on the fringe, but logically speaking, I think it's effective and makes sense. Let me take another call from Martin in Ohio. Martin, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How's my audio?
You're good.
Okay, I'm good. Samantha was having issues when she aggregated the call. But yeah, I just got home from a protest up in Ohio at the State House in Columbus and found out actually about halfway through that DeWine had been too chicken to even show up to the actual State House today for his briefing and was holding it from another location about 3 miles away.
See, and I think that these coward governors and mayors are going to really expose themselves now.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't vote for DeWine, but
how many people were at the rally?
Republican, but huh?
How many people?
We had about 500. We had about 500 on Saturday as well, and then I was also one of 50 on Friday who was there. We're trying to get another one together this Saturday coming up. I think it's the 25th of April. And we're just going to keep hammering at it.
Folks, look, call into this show. Call into InfoWars. I mean, this is the sounding ground now. I mean, that's another responsibility we bear here. I think that's why sometimes I feel like a punk for ranting and raving. Call into the show. Promote your broadcast. Tell people listening in Ohio. So, Martin, where can people in Ohio know when to rally this weekend?
So we're holding it at 1:30 at the State House, or 1, depending on who you ask. I'm the president of the Cincinnati Proud Boys, and we're working with Bikers for Trump, the Ohio chapter of that. So our rallies that we've done this weekend, we're starting at 1:30 and going till about 3:30. This weekend, I've heard some people say they're going to be there as soon as 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We are planning on about 1:30.
So there you go, folks. And I'm telling you, promote your protests on this broadcast. This is an open forum. We got our Saturday. There's one in Ohio coming up Saturday. This is how we can make this happen.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Interdimensional and multi-universal. This is the InfoWars War Room is raw. Done a lot of ranting and raving today. I apologize to your eardrums. I thank the crew for putting up with me. And I thank the audience for calling in. And again, folks, this can be a sounding board. They're banning all these protests from getting promoted on social media. I'll promote them right here all week long. In fact, you know what? You know what? Here's what we're going to do. We got a big guest coming up tomorrow with breaking news. And normal producer Scott is an in-day. He's probably tuned in if he's listening. Or Savannah, who's back in her old role of producer today, can let him know. But I want to keep this week's guest schedule really, really light. And I want to take phone calls all week. I want to promote your rallies that are coming up. I want to know what you're thinking about this. Because, look, the president needs to hear from you. Local governments need to hear from you. And, folks, you better believe more people are listening to InfoWars now than ever before. Not just citizens, but people in government, people in the White House, people in local governments. And so they know this is the voice. They know this is the mothership. They know this is where people get their activation orders. This is the command center. And so I want to keep it light this week with guests, and I just want to take phone calls. And hopefully I got my ranting and raving out of the way today so I can really focus on hammering phone calls the rest of the week. But I'm going to go to the rest of these calls right now as many as I can. But you want to promote events coming up this week and you're getting censored on social media or you're afraid of being censored, call into this show, promote your event. You will get people to show up. We just proved that in Austin, Texas. We're doing it again this weekend. And here's the thing. You got to understand, this isn't just about a rally or a march for a purpose. Folks, people are in dire straits. Their backs are against the wall financially. They can't pay the bills. They can't put food on the table for their children. They can't get their car fixed. They can't have surgery. I mean, they can't even get a damn haircut. I mean, it's ridiculous. You got to go on the black market to get a haircut? What? I'm sorry. It's just like, we did it to ourselves too, out of fear. For the same people we know are known liars. All right, here we go. Out to the phone calls. Mel in Costa Rica. Go ahead, Mel.
Hi, how are you, Mr. Owen?
I'm good, Mel. Thanks for calling.
Good. Listen, been a long-time listener, 1999. I actually been listening to Alex Jones since he got arrested at motor vehicles over there in Texas. What you guys need to do is a national protest. See, Trump needs to understand that the people are behind him. And once he sees that, he's going to get a lot of energy to go forward. We need to arrest Obama, Fauci, the Clinton, Soros, Bill Gates, all of them. Okay? Number one. But this is a much bigger situation than you could think, Owen. The reality is there's an XRP, global currency, coming, and people don't understand what it is. It's only about 18 cents right now. It's like Bitcoin on steroids 3.0. Okay, and if you want to listen to some of the channels like the Digital Asset Investor and Brad Kimes, I highly urge you guys to do some research because this is coming at us like a locomotive train. Let me put it to you this way. Bradley, the CEO of XRP and Ripple, was the only CEO invited to the conference at Davos in Switzerland. Had a 5,000 300 CEOs. That's got to tell you something, right? We want Trump Jr. to get in 2024. We got to start the rally now. And you guys need to do an international alternative media association that when you guys got something to promote, you guys come together, you tell all of us, we put it on the internet, we put it all over social media, and we kick ass. You understand?
Totally. And the only thing I would say in response to that is that, well, first of all, cryptocurrency and that stuff is not my expertise. I'd have to have guests on for that, but that's fine. You know, as far as the, Independent Media Association, this is already it. Like, you're right. Like, the listeners, because here's the thing, folks. I mean, how do I say this? You've seen it. Nobody wants anything to do with us. They're all scared. They're all scared of InfoWars just as they're afraid of the coronavirus. Why? Well, because of the media. It's literally the same thing. So it's like, I wish I could do that. I've already done that. The independent members of the media that are in Texas, I'm reaching out to, I'm saying, come to the rally, help me promote it. Thank God for Michelle Malkin. I mean, my God, I wish I could talk to the lady. I want to say thanks. She helped promote my rally last weekend. I hope she'll do it again. So it's kind of just like going to be an organic thing. It's kind of like people send me all these requests and I'm like, dude, I don't even have time to like wipe my behind if I even have time to take a number two, a Hillary. So, I mean, a lot of these things take time and it just has to form organically just through the fight, through the will, and through the gravity of people joining us. But great call, Mel. I wish I had more time, but I got to jump. Let's go to Ranelle in New York. Go ahead, Ranelle.
Hi, Owen Sawyer.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, listen. There was a protest in Albany, in my state capital, Albany, New York, this Thursday.
Wonderful. And you're planning on going?
There was one. I missed it. But,
oh, okay.
But yeah, when Governor Cuomo said, now you don't have a choice but to wear a mask, I don't think he even read or considered the Bill of Rights.
No, remember, Tucker Carlson asked the New Jersey governor, and he blatantly said, yeah, I didn't consider the Bill of Rights. Yeah, I didn't even think about the Constitution. That's who these people are. That doesn't even exist to them. But let me ask you a question, because there's no doubt there's an outbreak in New York City. Now, this could just be like the normal flu outbreak. We're just getting numbers now, and it's always worse than the rest of the world. But what about Albany? What about Buffalo? What does it look like there?
I think Albany County, they said they had they didn't even cover Buffalo on my local news.
So there's probably next to nothing in Buffalo there.
I believe they're inflating the numbers to make it look like every single death is from COVID-19.
Well, they've already admitted that. So that's not even, I mean, you're just believing reality.
Yeah. As far as Cuomo, if he didn't read the Bill of Rights before he enacted this order, you're fired. You're fired.
110%. See, and that's what I'm saying. Exactly. And folks, that's not radical. That is common sense logic. Honestly, they should be arrested and thrown in jail. But we're more civilized and tolerant now, so we'll just kick you out of office. I mean, folks, it's just, we've just fallen so far. And until we start to flex our might and make our voices heard, we're going to continue to have nipple-piercing Cuomo run ourselves over or whoever else wants to do it next. I mean, it's ridiculous. Arrest Obama. Arrest these treasonous traitors. Put them in jail. Let them know America's not putting up with it. President Trump, we elected you as the figurehead, as the voice, as the image of America's not taking it anymore. Be that hammer. Be the man we elected. Please, God, President Trump, arrest Obama. Investigate Gates. Investigate Fauci. Call out the entire Russian collusion hoax crime that it was, and tell these people, not in America. Send a message to the world, not here. Thank you for the call, Ranelle. Tanya in Colorado, go ahead.
And don't ever apologize for getting wound up, because I'm like that every day about all this stuff that's driving me crazy. I'm worried about the way they're forcing everybody to wear these masks. Well, what's happened to Antifa? They've kind of gone underground. We don't see much of them lately. Now, even good people like patriots are going to be wearing masks. And then all of a sudden, Soros is going to put some more Antifa out there again, to stir up trouble, and you're not going to know who the bad guys are.
You know, it's a good juxtaposition with Antifa, but I will be honest with you, Tanya. I think that the reason you don't see Antifa anymore is because they've already served their purpose for Soros, and that purpose was to make any Trump supporter or conservative fear for their life when they go out on the streets with a Trump hat or an American flag shirt. And I think Antifa's already filled that purpose. They're not getting the money anymore. They're not getting the organization at the top level anymore. So that's why you're not really seeing Antifa. Their purpose has died out. Now, I wish Antifa would wake up and see the real fascism happening right now and organically have an uprising. But it's just showing how the whole thing was facilitated and funded. And now that it's lost its purpose of putting fear in the heart of Trump supporters for going out in public, I think that's why they disappeared. Tanya, I wish I had more time. Thanks for the call. Chris in Kentucky, 30 seconds. Bring us home.
Okay, Owen, I got a real quick report. I just saw on the news there was something about to take out the governor email. But what they did, they cut it to another bit. They said, oh, they apologized. And all of a sudden, this retired Secret Service comes on and says, well, it might be just some mental interest. They need to be investigated. I smell a rat with this because I think they're putting more fear in the people.
Wait. Hold on. Slow down a second. What happened with the email?
They showed an email that the governor, Beshear, was at threat. So,
like you think it was a fake threat email to set him up.
And they apologized. Then they had this retired Secret Service come on saying, well, you know, we just have to do more measures and more of this. It might be mental illness.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, Chris. You just hit it. You just hit the unseen angle. That's what's going to come next, folks. They're going to small let themselves. They're going to small let themselves and cry victim, folks. Oh, people are threatening me for shutting down. I just want to save your life. Look at this email. Look at this tweet. We can't fall for that. Even if it's real, you're the one making unconstitutional edicts. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.